I'm standing in Pleasant Ridge along a 2-mile stretch of Montgomery Road where a special coating has been applied to the street. It looks like regular black asphalt, but it pulls pollution out of the air.
Another way you can refer to this is that this is a smog-eating pavement.
That's the way Pavement Technologies' David Helm describes his company's product. A more technical way is photocatalytic pavements for air pollution reduction. Titanium dioxide acts as a catalyst to break down bad air.
It looks like face powder. It's made even finer. If you throw it up in the air, the wind would just blow it away.
The titanium dioxide is a fairly recent addition to Pavement Technologies' longtime protective coating that extends the life of roadways. It was applied to this part of Montgomery Road in 2020.
You may have heard of photosynthesis with plants, very similar concept. So the sunlight in contact with the titanium dioxide creates an energy field in the pavement that creates what is called these oxides and radicals that break down air pollution and VOCs.
Helm says the asphalt pulls in 30% to 45% of the exhaust right where the tailpipe is. Just to prove it was doing that, the company took a sample of Montgomery Road's pavement in Pleasant Ridge some months after it was applied to Texas A&M. Inside a chamber with UV light over it, scientists pumped in simulated auto exhaust. They measured the pollutants, determining the pavement was still pulling in exhaust. Chris Ertl is Cincinnati's Department of Transportation principal engineer.
So now we're kind of in the wait and see stage, right? We've got one report done. We could do another one to see how well it degrades over time, so we'll see what happens. The normal rejuvenator product probably lasts 5 to 7 years on a roadway.
Why Pleasant Ridge and why Montgomery Road? Ertl explains that's because this new additive, TiO2 Plus, is so expensive, Cincinnati has to wait for a pollution-related grant and also determine what roads are next in line to be resurfaced.
So we've got one recently that's just been offered, and the construction won't happen until 2026, but this will be the next opportunity to do it. It'll be a Victory Parkway, Park Avenue project over in Mount Adams, East Walnut Hills area.
Pavement Technology explains titanium dioxide is an abundant mineral, but at least for now, doubles the cost of its resurfacing product to $2.50 a square yard. This does not include the cost of resurfacing the road. It's only the CO with titanium dioxide.
We started marketing this product about 5 years ago. And in this area here in Ohio, Cincinnati was the first agency to use it because they got some additional funding. Now some other communities are looking at this, such as the city of Columbus, some of the communities in the Cleveland area, Bay Village, Ohio, and also in the Carolinas, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Helm's company isn't the only business to market to Cincinnati. Another company, Guardtop, which doesn't use titanium dioxide, has a product it says cools the surface of parking lots and in turn reduces emissions. Here's Helm again.
We're really excited about with this technology and compared to other pollution reduction technologies, that it's all natural. We're using the sun. We don't have to store the energy.
He explains titanium dioxide is not new, and his company didn't invent its use in pollution control. It's used in paints and concrete, both at the street level and on buildings all over the world to decompose environmental pollutants.
The UV light and the O3 react to help break down pollutants, and we're accelerating that here at the ground level or our micro-environment level.
If you want to check it out yourself, the special blacktop is on Montgomery Road between Cypress Way and Coleridge Avenue. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.